Welcome to the Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. I will be your host today. My name is Jason Bornstein. And, you know, when I was first starting out on this journey, I told myself that I would always have something to fall back on. If this didn't work, hey, I'd go back to that 9-to-5. In my case, it was more like a 2-to-2. But I always told myself that there was some kind of safety net there for me. And the truth of the matter is, while I was thinking that, I never had success. I never had success while I was thinking about that terrible job that I hated, that I relied on to go back to if I ever did not succeed. And you know, I remember talking to my manager, and he had a fiance, maybe she was even his wife, but they were together, and they had directly opposing schedules. She was a nurse, he was the manager of a restaurant, and they had opposing schedules, so there would literally be five-day stretches where they never saw one another. And that's just crazy to me. You know, I was doing something somewhat similar at the time with my family, but it was just crazy because you actually have to make a choice to do something that crazy. You don't just slip into that. He made a choice based on what he thought was possible. And he made his plan B. His plan B was, let me work as a restaurant manager. I'm not thinking about anything else. And I'll do this as I advance and give up my life as a slave. That was his plan B, and he made it his priority, which tends to happen when you have a plan B. It's always lurking in the background. I'm here and I will protect and save you. When the truth of the matter is, it won't. It won't. Delete your plan B and you will find the success that you desire and that you need. You see, when I started out on this journey, I went deep into debt, $20,000 into debt to start my own business. And that was crazy to a lot of people around me. I didn't tell a lot of them, but those who knew, they kind of thought that I was crazy. They thought I was crazy. Like, no, don't do that. Go back to your job. I know you're not seeing your son. It's okay. It's okay. You need to put food on the table, you know, which is true. I do need to put food on the table, but I also need to see my son. I think it's important to be there emotionally invested in my son's growth and development, right? So I went deep into it, but I eliminated my plan B, and I just stuck with this one thing, because I'm kind of the kind of guy that believes, initially, at first, you've got to put all of your eggs in one basket and commit to one thing and one focus in order to find your success. Your plan A needs to be your priority, and that needs to be all that exists. It's kind of like, I liken it to this. You know, you're out, it's a beautiful day, it's a sunny day, you're walking, beautiful music's playing in your head, the birds are chirping, you feel warm and fuzzy, and that's fine, you know, that's great. But if you really want to make a difference, if you want to start something, if you want to spark your passion and really, really supercharge your life, rocket fuel for your life, you take out the magnifying glass, you hold it up to this power and this energy that we all have access to, the sun. You hold it up to the sun, and you just let the sun do the rest. You let this energy just do the rest. You hold it up, focuses through the magnifying glass onto the grass, and a fire ignites. Now, your plan B, now that doesn't include a magnifying glass. That includes you basically wandering around the woods, confused, and ultimately dying a sad and impoverished life. And that sounds dramatic, and that sounds kind of crazy, but it's actually the truth, especially from my personal experience, from what I know where I was headed, and just from seeing other people who have had the misfortune to decide that they were just going to hold on to a plan B, and then they get into their 60s and 70s and 80s, and they die. without having accomplished their dreams, because they held something back for too long. A lack of focus and a lack of vision has led to the death of many a man and woman. Perhaps even animals, I don't know. I don't know the intellectual properties of animals quite as well as I do of humans. But if your energy is scattered, if you're not focusing on your goals and on your dreams and on a single thing, and if you're not deleting the plan B, your chances for success greatly deteriorate. I'm not going to say it's impossible. You know, it's possible. But it's going to take you a lot longer to find the success that you're seeking. There's some commitment that is drawn out of us when we decide that this is the only option for us. When we burn our bridges, you know, people always say, don't burn your bridges. And I understand that, you know. With people, you want to leave things open-ended generally. But it is more important to stay in integrity with yourself. I remember when I was working the J-O-B before I became a stay-at-home entrepreneur, that my boss, because I'm a feisty cat, and this guy knew I was kind of, I could have a tendency to be somewhat adversarial and, you know, always kind of, I would not lay down easily. And he would say, listen, man, he had like a Greek accent, so, listen, man, don't burn your bridges. I'm trying to help you here. You know, you're a good guy. You got a lot of potential. Just don't burn your bridges. And I was like, okay, yeah, let me do that. I did burn my bridges, actually, when I left. I burned them because I deleted my plan B. And it's worked out just fine for me. So anyway, when you burn your bridges, you know, when you decide to set fire to the ships, when you go into a new land that you're going to survive on, and you make a decision to stay there, there's something beautiful. There's something miraculous. There's something spectacular that draws out of you. That just pulls out of you. You don't even have to do anything. All you need to do is make the decision to commit and to burn those bridges and to burn your ships. And there's something so beautiful that's just pulled out of you. And you will succeed. It's just an inevitability. It's not a question at that point. It's inevitability. And the tipping point that you're seeking, you know, the tipping point that you're seeking, you feel like you're just on the cusp of greatness, and you just want to push over that last domino and watch the effect take place and watch all of it just connect and come to fruition for you. That tipping point does not happen with a plan B. How could it? You're being pushed back, and then you're going forward, and then you're pushing back, then you're going forward. You're not committing enough energy to actually get your dreams in momentum to be realized and actualized. You're at a tipping point between plan A and plan B, and your decision to commit to one of them, plan B, you'll just fall back. If you commit to that fully, you'll just fall back, and you won't get up. You commit to plan, you're somewhere in between, you're just going to falter kind of back and forth, and you're not going to have enough energy to push that last domino to create that chain effect. But if you commit to your plan A, to what you really care about and what you really want, then I'm telling you that domino set is just going to fall over, and you're going to watch a chain of events that you could never have predicted. You never could have predicted it, and it's going to express itself in a unique way, which is beautiful. None of us has our success happen in the exact same way, but the process of getting there is the same, and that is committing completely and putting all your chips on the table and letting everything fall down before your feet. And you walk across that golden carpet of dominoes. I know, convoluted metaphor. What can I say? I love metaphors. I think it's kind of cool, actually. A golden red carpet of dominoes. You walk across that. Oh, there's nothing else like it. I can tell you. There ain't nothing in the world like it. And it's yours for the taking when you decide to push forward and commit to your dreams. Quick station identification. Today's show is sponsored by ProsperYourPassion.com. The quickest, safest, easiest, most trusted way to make money online. Again, that is prosperyourpassion.com. Thank you for joining us on today's show. This is Entrepreneur Storm, where ideas meet matter. Thanks so much. We'll see you on the next show. This is Jason Bornstein, over and out.